Plus all the winners, all the losers, and Rio and how they're booing our athletes. Does that bug you? We'll talk about it.
WMAL FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington.
105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now,
WMAL News at 6. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. The U.S. picked up its first individual swimming gold medal of the Rio Olympics last night. It was Bethesda's Katie Ledecky doing it in world record time in the women's 400-meter freestyle. And she'll be back in the pool later today to try for more gold.
Ledecky first wowed the world when she won gold in the women's 800-meter freestyle at the 2012 Olympics. Coach Sue Chen with the nation's capital swim club works with Ledecky and her head coach.
It's a different Olympics for her this year as opposed to 2012, where she was a newcomer, and now Katie is the best female swimmer in the world.
Chen will be rooting for her and another athlete she coaches, Rockville native Jack Conger. He swims his first ever Olympic event tomorrow.
To hear people talking about them, it just gives me chills.
Heather Curtis on WMAL and WMAL.com.
Meanwhile, the U.S. women's gymnastics team put on quite a show in Rio.
Simone Biles is only 4 feet, 8 inches tall, but she dominates in the gymnastics arena. The women's team came out on top in the trials ahead of China by 10 points. A huge gap here.
I think I did very well, and my whole team did amazing. So we're super excited going into team finals, and we're very confident.
Allie Reisman said they're trying to stay relaxed, even though expectations are high for her and her teammates.
Once it started, we were really calm. I think before we marched out in the warm-ups, we were really nervous.
They'll likely win several gold medals here at Baja Olympic Park. Steve Kastenbaum in Rio de Janeiro.
The week is off to a bad start for Delta Airlines and its passengers. Delta has grounded all of its flights due to a global computer system outage. It's telling customers, quote, our systems are down everywhere. Hopefully it won't be much longer. Passengers on Twitter reported problems from airports around the world, including the inability to check in or being stuck on the tarmac. Donald Trump takes the podium today at the prestigious Detroit Economic Club to outline an economic plan that he says will boost jobs and make the country more competitive. It hinges in part on cutting business taxes, reducing regulations, and increasing domestic energy production. After a normal day of service today, the next surge in Metro's SafeTrack program gets underway tomorrow on a new section of Red Line track.
Metro SafeTrack plan now enters week 7, and that means trains will single track continuously between Shady Grove and Twin Brook until the 18th. General Manager Paul Wiedefeld says riders should continue to find other ways to get around.
Travel outside the rush hour. Telecommute, it's a great time for vacation, go down to the beach.
Riders can consider using Mark's Brunswick line to get into the city, and Ride-On will offer free weekday rush hour shuttles between impacted stations. Maria Leaf on WMAL and WMAL.com.
An explosion has rocked a hospital in Pakistan, killing at least 54 people and injuring dozens more. Walmart is making a move to try and hang on to some of the retail business it's been losing to Amazon.
When Jet.com was founded in 2015, it was set up to be an Amazon killer. Now it's becoming part of a push by some of the biggest big box stores like Walmart to shore up a defense against Amazon with their own billion-dollar acquisitions. TechCrunch reports an official announcement is expected today. Walmart will buy Jet in a deal worth about $3 billion. A nice payday for Jet.com investors like Goldman Sachs, NEA, and General Catalyst, who had committed more than $800 million in financing into the company. I'm Scott Carr.
Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the NASDAQ at 52,21. Sports, the Nats squeak past the Giants. The O's get 3 homers from Manny Machado as they overpower the White Sox at the Olympics. Team USA now has 3 gold medals, 12 overall. WMAL News Time 6:04. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings of the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630. Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Depend on WMAL for the latest on traffic.
Round the belt, where you're going to find delays, but we'll get you around.
Each morning, Jamie Whitten gives you everything you need to know. Every 10 minutes, first on the fives.
That'll get you around the problem.
Mornings on WMAL.
So your doctor says you need an MRI. Granted, it's a marvel of science and modern medicine, but hardly a convenient or comfortable prospect. If you've had one, you know what I'm talking about. Don't you just hate those tubes? Listen, are you going to submit to the discomfort of being run through a tube? Put your foot down. In fact, put both feet down and experience the most revolutionary way to have an MRI anywhere. Washington Open MRI now has the world's first high field strength, upright, weight-bearing open MRI, where you can stand stand, sit, or lie down for your test. Washington Open MRI offers the most comfortable way yet to have an MRI. You can even watch TV or listen to your favorite music during the scan. And remember, you can bring any MRI prescription to them from any doctor. Call toll-free 1-866-MRI-ASAP. Washington Open MRI with 6 convenient offices in the metro area. So stand tall, stand up for yourself, because now there's a better choice. Choose Washington Open MRI at 1-866-MRI-ASAP. That's 1-866-MRI-ASAP.
Zero Res makes dirty carpets look, feel, and smell brand new again. Book at ZeroResDCMetro.com.
6:05 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Virginia, 66 as you head through Manassas. Right now, it's really starting to see the slowdowns to head past the car rest area where crews were responding to an incident there. Once beyond, not so bad. We're looking good as we make our travels through Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks, and through Falls Church over the Teddy Roosevelt Bridge. For 95, typical volume delays in Aquia again as you head toward the Occoquan, but nothing reported along the way there. Now, around the Beltway, good start here through Annandale, Tyson's, Topside, starting to see a little bit of that volume starting to form as you head from New Hampshire Avenue and around toward Colesville Road. 270, they were looking for a crash reported southbound near the exit for 109 in Hyattstown. Traffic update is brought to you by MyCleanPC.com. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to MyCleanPC.com and get a free computer diagnosis. In minutes, you can activate MyCleanPC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with MyCleanPC.com. That's MyCleanPC.com. And now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We'll end up in pretty good shape after some overcast this morning. Just a few clouds mixing in with sunshine today. Up to about 89 degrees, pretty close to where we should be. I'm meteorologist Ray Stidjik from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Haymarket, 64 in Beltsville, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by MyCleanPC.com. In a very rare public address, Japan's emperor hints at retirement. See the video at WMAL.com. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington Mornings on the Mall. 105.9 FM. And AM 630.
WMAL. It's 6:07 on WMAL, where Washington comes to talk. Coming up at 7:05 this morning, legal analyst Joe DeGeneva. At 7:15, Steve Kastenbaum is live in Rio to give us the latest. At 8:05, Tucker Carlson. And at 8:35, True the Votes, Catherine Engelbrecht. Big victory in court. And she's doing some good work to make sure that we have voter integrity in the coming election. I'm Brian Wilson, and I am happy to be alongside Larry O'Connor.
There you go. Can't hear enough of that. All right, listen up. Just to reiterate, 7:15, Steve Kastenbaum in Rio. Give us the latest, all the details, the medal counts. Looking good already for the Americans. 12 medals total, leading the way. Local sporting stars getting lots of gold medals. I want to hear from you if you've got some high points, some low points. Don't you love the fact that the very first medal awarded in all the Olympics went to a teenager from Virginia, now going to school in West Virginia, and she won her gold medal for shooting a gun better than anyone else in the world.
Including a two-time gold medal champion from China.
That's right. Here, listen to this. A teenager from Virginia takes her gun to Rio, shoots it better than anyone else in the world, wins a gold medal, and she beat two commies to get it.
There you go.
That's what you want. If only, you know, the Iranian team had been in there and
we could have beaten
and gotten beaten as well, but they couldn't even make it to the finals. That's pretty cool. If you've got some great moments over the weekend of the Olympics, why don't you share? Let's enjoy it together. I was glued to the TV set, and here's a question for you. Do you have someone in your house who insists on watching every minute of the Olympics on three different screens? Because, well, there's like, what is there, 7 channels going right now?
Right.
Plus you got your online streaming.
Right.
And we're watching it that way, too. Do you have somebody who has seized control of the remote control and has basically said, hey, this only happens once every 4 years, so we're going to watch fencing. We're going to watch men's team handball. We're going to watch dressage, which, by the way, doesn't even involve a dress. It's a horse. It's gallop around pretty is the name of that sport for horses. We're going to watch all these things. We're going to watch women's rugby. and you're going to like it, mister. Do you have that person in your house, and what do you do about it?
You seem to be talking from personal experience.
I'm asking
here.
For a friend.
No, it seems like it's a very personal story you're telling there. Does this Meredith, she's really into the Olympics?
WMAL, I certainly wouldn't want to air that kind of dirty laundry here on Mornings on the Mall, but apparently I am married to an Olympics addict. And this is something that should have been revealed.
This is something that should have come up in the pre-marriage counseling, you know?
We knew each other well, and we were sort of dating during the Winter Olympics, but it wasn't like this. One constant theme that keeps coming up that I've noticed through the Olympics is that this is probably one of the most anti-American Olympic games that I've seen in many years. And set aside the skewed coverage from NBC News and NBC Sports, which I already come to expect to have a vast international appeal.
Bob Costas is involved.
So. Yeah. But we're also seeing this from the fans. Listen to this. During women's volleyball, every time our team, the USA team, was about to serve or had the ball and was getting ready to serve, the crowd. Did you hear that? That's right during the serve, and they go, Zika!
No!
Oh, yes!
That's wrong. That is so wrong.
I want to know, as an American watching these games, when you see something like that, does it anger you, or does it extra motivate you? Can you believe that?
That's just wrong.
Which is basically, you know, wishing death on the players involved and Americans abroad. Here they are at a soccer match. Zika. Did you hear that?
No, and, I didn't hear
well, that's what it is. It's Zika. By the way, Virginia Thrasher, that air rifle team member who won the gold, gave a gold medal ceremony interview to NBC.
I would say I definitely wasn't a favorite, but for me, I knew that I had the ability to do it, and I just needed to focus on shooting the best shots I could and let the dice fall where they may.
By the way, one other thing about the NBC coverage, and I could be wrong about this because it felt like I watched every minute of coverage, but but I didn't catch all of it. But I'll tell you, I did see NBC Sports show the medal ceremony for Virginia Thrasher winning that first Olympic gold for her fantastic air rifle expertise. I didn't see the competition. In fact, I didn't see it. You know, there's a whole lot of events that are shooting events, and I didn't see a whole lot of shooting events at the Olympics.
Wonder why.
I saw one women's skeet match, which, by the way, I believe that's the only approved use of a gun
as
far as liberals are concerned. And liberals, of course, are running NBC. I saw a whole lot of fencing. I saw a whole lot of fencing, and I saw a whole lot of promotion for this young woman who was a Muslim on the women's fencing team. You saw a whole lot of promotion about her, right, because she's wearing the headscarf. In fact, there was this big op-ed written at CNN urging Michael Phelps, the greatest Olympian of all time. Here we have on the U.S. American team. Do you like that? On the American Olympic team this year in Rio, we have playing for us, competing for us, Michael Phelps, literally a living legend, man who right now is the most decorated Olympian in the history of the Olympics on our team. And, of course, we granted him the honor of carrying the flag, which he did. And a guy wrote an op-ed which got picked up and encouraged by the left across the universe saying, "It would be a noble gesture, Michael Phelps, if you stepped aside and let this woman, this Muslim woman who wears a headscarf for the U.S. women's fencing team, if you let her carry the flag." What a great message of world peace and tolerance and acceptance that would send. And thank God Michael Phelps said, I'll carry the flag.
Message I want our Olympic team to send to them is, we're going to crush you. We're going to win, and we're going to win big every chance that we have to win, and winners get to carry the flag. And Michael Phelps is a winner.
And by the way, Michael Phelps did just that last night with the team freestyle relay.
The French turned the tables 4 years ago, and here in Rio in 2016, Nathan Adrian, Michael Phelps, Caleb Dressel, and Ryan Howard get it done.
Wow. Where do you start? Well, you start with the greatest of all time. Right there, Michael Phelps' first exchange, so absolutely critical. Caleb Dressel starting to fade just a little bit, but you can see Phelps on the block so focused, and Dressel just nailed that wall. Phelps just nailed that start.
fantastic start.
You know, seriously, only the Olympians could get me excited about these tall, muscular freaks swimming around in the pool like they are.
Well, they
are genetic anomalies, these guys. But Thoya, they are amazing swimmers.
I care about the Olympics. And I'm following on social media how we're doing. Mm-hmm. I haven't watched 1 minute of the Olympics.
Not any of it?
Not 1 second of it so far.
Well, if you're with Brian and you are boycotting the Olympics.
I'm really not boycotting. I mean, I will eventually probably, you know, tune in out of curiosity. But generally, I'm not. For some reason, this time around, I'm not like, I've got to see it.
Well, if you have no interest in the Olympics, why don't you call in and tell us why? Listen, you're not alone, Brian. NBC has reported that the ratings for the opening ceremonies were down some 30-odd percent compared to the London Games 4 years ago. So fewer people are watching the Olympics than years past. If you're one of them, alongside my partner here, Brian Wilson, why don't you give us a call and tell us why? 888-630-9625. More Olympic stories for you, including an objectionable, intolerant, disgusting move by a, believe it or not, I know it's shocking, in a Muslim nation in the Middle East toward our friends, the Israelis. I'll tell you that story, plus more great local winners in the Olympics. All that coming up in a moment, but first, it's 6:15. Now, WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes, first on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
I'm with Meredith.
Yes, every minute, huh?
I went to bed late. I watched the men's relay last night.
Yeah.
I couldn't help myself.
Yeah.
And love it. All right.
Maybe you two should watch together and just leave me.
Absolutely. I'm into it. Let's get around the Beltway. And with ease through Annandale, Tyson's, no problems on that stretch of the Beltway. Still delay free to the Wilson Bridge. Now the top side, as you head through College Park and Silver Spring, starting to build that volume. DC 295 South, as we push southbound past Benning Road and East Capitol Street, we're on the brakes. Southeast Southwest Freeway, lanes are reported open. Have a little bit of volume now across the 14th Street Bridge. 66, we are still bunched up in Manassas to get by the rest area. I spoke to DDOT or VDOT and crews. They say they're not working anything, but we're keeping a close watch on that. Once you get past the rest area, then the pace improves. So I'm a little suspicious. There might be something there. So keep alert heading through Manassas. 95 in Dale City, slowing to get you across the Occoquan. And for 270 out of Frederick, the volume through Urbana and Hyattstown. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We got clouds this morning, but they'll burn off this afternoon. But partly cloudy skies later today, high of 89 degrees. Tonight, partly cloudy, low of 71. And then tomorrow, partly to mostly cloudy. Might even get a stray shower or thunderstorm in the afternoon. Tomorrow's high 87. Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital, 617 on WMAL.
This is Jamie Whitten. If you have any dental fear or just need a great, caring dentist, contact Bethesda Sedation Dentistry online at BethesdaSedationDentistry.com.
You haven't seen that smile on Michael Phelps' face in 4 years, and he pumps his fist, the index finger on his left hand extended to all of the American fans. Phelps is back.
Marylander Michael Phelps continuing his Olympic legend there last night in Rio, winning, what is that, his 20th gold now? Is that our 20th total medal?
Maybe 20th, yeah.
Also, by the way, Marylander Katie Ledecky had a little something to say in the waters of Rio.
Katie Ledecky, two more strokes to the wall. It's Ledecky to the wall. 356-46. She obliterates the world record. Katie Ledecky, by nearly 2 seconds, continues to redefine invincibility, one gold and one world record at a time.
By the way, Katie Ledecky has a whole lot of years ahead of her.
Yeah.
And she is just incredible.
She's the new Michael Phelps.
Marylander Chase Kalich actually also won a silver in the 100-meter relay, 100-meter medley. I love that's the one where they do like a certain length as the butterfly, and then they switch to the backstroke,
yeah,
and then they switch to the breaststroke, and they switch to the freestyle. That's a good one. Again, you know, you talk about this stuff once every 4 years. Yeah, does anyone watch swimming when it's not the Olympics?
Yeah.
Ever? Anyone? No.
I've never understood how anybody...
All right, Mike McKay, our board op, yeah, our sound engineer, he watches swimming all year round.
He's an old swimmer. I never did understand how anybody could do the butterfly. I've tried that.
The mechanics of that.
You've got to be so powerful.
So here's the story. Now, the opening ceremony, of course, was laden with... First of all, I believe it went on for 17 and a half hours.
Well, and...
I'm pretty sure.
And made longer by the fact that apparently every 4 seconds, NBC broke away for a commercial break.
NBC apparently, I've heard, stands for nothing but commercials.
Yeah. I saw a lot of criticism about that on social media.
Listen, I understand they got to pay the bills, and I get that, but there should be a way to space it out on a regular cycle there. There was one moment in the first 40 minutes, somebody chronicled in the first 40 minutes of coverage, there were six different commercial breaks, totaling something like 12 minutes of commercials. That's a remarkable ratio there when you're watching a televised event. That said, it was laden with propaganda about world peace and kumbaya and all of the wonderful things that makes the world go around. And, of course, and a propaganda film about global warming, where they projected onto the floor of the arena about what the oceans rising will do. I thought Barack Obama stopped all of that. I thought that was all taken care of when he got elected.
You're going to tell us this story about the Israelis, right?
But, I'm getting you there. So it's all about kumbaya, world peace, global warming, and all of the things that we're going to do. Oh, and they celebrate all of the Syrian refugees, or not just Syrian, but this is for the first time they have refugees competing under the International Olympic flag. And, of course, that was made a big deal of, about how the world embraces the understanding and the acceptance and the tolerance of the refugees and all that, right? Mm-hmm. Well, here's a story of tolerance for you. They're getting ready to go to those opening ceremonies, right, over at the Athletes' Village. All the teams got to head over there for the big march, right? And again, the whole theme of the opening ceremonies is kumbaya. We're all one world. We all have tolerance for each other. It's all about sports. It's not about politics. So the team from Lebanon is sitting there on their bus getting ready to go. And they see the Israeli team coming up to their bus. And the guy who runs the Lebanese team runs to the front of the bus and tells the bus driver to close the door and says, let's go. Let's get out of here. They're not allowed on our bus. And the bus driver's like, well, he turns to the Olympic official, and the Olympic official says, well, no, they're assigned to this bus. The Israeli team is supposed to be here. And the Israeli team captain says, let us on our bus. We want to go to the opening ceremonies. And both teams, by the way, confirm this. The Lebanese team says, the Lebanese team was asked about this. And the guy from the Lebanese team said, get this, he said, the Israeli athletes insisted on getting on our bus. Like, can you believe those uppity Jews daring to get on the same bus that we're on? Unbelievable. Shameless, hateful attitude from the Lebanese team. They ended up getting another bus for the Israelis. Now, the Olympic officials should have said, oh, I'm sorry, Lebanese team. You have a problem with the Israeli team being on your bus? Why don't you just walk to the stadium? And we'll just continue going about our business. But no, they brought in a separate bus, for the Israeli team, and they got there. But we didn't hear that reported. You know, with all of the chatter and all the Matt Lauer talking points and all the things that we're supposed to be hearing about during the Olympic opening ceremony, somehow that story didn't filter down until late Saturday afternoon, and we missed that. But now you've heard it. If you didn't hear it elsewhere, it's 6:23 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call ARS to the rescue. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit arsofvirginia.com.
All right, you know, let's talk about security for a moment, because I know this is a busy time of year. You know, you're maybe taking a last-minute trip. Maybe you're thinking about getting the kids ready for school. You know, whatever it is, let's just stop for a moment and think about whether or not your home or your business will be secure if you happen to be away for a few moments. Ackerman Security can help. For just $19.95 a month, you can protect your precious belongings or your place of work with monitoring for burglary, fire, medical alert, and carbon monoxide starting at $19.95 a month. They have a guaranteed response time. They do security better than anyone else because it's all they do over at Ackerman. And if you really want to be in the know, Ackerman can set you up with remote access to view live screenshots, video clips, be alerted when people enter or exit your home or business with something they call their Total Connect service. It's just a few dollars more. You can also adjust lights, locks, thermostats through a smartphone or tablet. It's very high tech and it's very secure. Listen, security, when you think of security, you got to go to Ackerman. Make the switch and save. Call Ackerman at 888-999-1070. Mention WMAL. Get up to 3 months of monitoring free. Call now. Save 888-999-1070 online at AckermanSecurity.com.
Built for business. Waiting. No one enjoys it. With Comcast Business, you can do less of it.
Because Comcast Business Internet is up to 5 times faster than DSL from the phone company, which means less waiting for things like security backups and file downloads. Plus, it's a better value when you select the fastest plan. So do what nearly 1,000 businesses do every day and choose Comcast Business. Unless you'd prefer to wait. Switch to Comcast Business Internet. Then add one voice line and TV for just $34.90 a month for 2 years. And ask about their low price guarantee. Call 800-501-6000 or visit ComcastBusiness.com. That's 800-501-6000. Comcast Business. Built for business.
Offer ends 8/31/16. Restrictions apply. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra. Compares Comcast 100 megabits per second and 20 megabits per second DSL downloads.
6:25 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives. Here is Jamie Whitten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Glebe Road heading toward and away from the Chain Bridge. It's a very narrow, winding, only one lane each direction road. Looks like we have a crash. It would happened in the westbound direction approaching Military Road, but they've stopped traffic right now on Glebe Road, essentially between Military Road and the Chain Bridge, again, due to this crash, and it's only one lane each direction. So as soon as they sort things out, I'll let you know when you can get through that stretch. Currently on the Chain Bridge, no problems continuing on to Canal Road and heading into Georgetown if you are in that stretch coming off of Claire Barton Parkway. Around the Beltway, Interloop looks good at the in Greenbelt, but the crash was reported Interloop near the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Crews searching. 50 out of Annapolis and Bowie, wide open. Inside the Beltway, a little bit of volume now through Chevrolet to DC 295. Crossing the 14th Street Bridge, slowing onto the freeway. Had a stalled car southbound GW Parkway south of the 14th Street Bridge approaching Reagan National Airport. Now, if your computer is running slow, go to mycleanpc.com. Get a free computer diagnosis in minutes. You can activate My Clean PC software. Clean out the junk that might be slowing down your computer. Increase your computer speed today with mycleanpc.com. That's mycleanpc.com. Now from garagedoorrepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be up pretty close to where we should be this time of year. Some overcast this morning, but eventually becoming partly cloudy. We'll make it up to about 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees at 627. Oh, man, I've had my fill of samba music, too, by the way. So much samba going on in those opening ceremonies. A little bit more Olympics for you here. I'm sure you're wondering, oh, you haven't mentioned gymnastics. Okay, the men's all-around team did very well for the U.S. They're looking to really compete for the gold in the all-arounds as they're done with their preliminaries and going into the final round of eight. Same with the women's gymnastic team, too. They're doing very well. Simone Biles and Allie Raceman have both qualified for the all-around finals, which means, of course, Gabby Douglas did not qualify. She was right on the bubble, and she didn't. Both the women's and men's basketball team won. And finally, in the kayak field, when the Olympic kayakers were fighting, you know, working right with the rapids and everything, one kayaker was capsized because his kayak hit an underwater sofa.
Yeah, well, that can happen.
No, it can't. Not unless you're doing the Olympics at Atlantis. It's 628.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are. Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor. If you have obstructive sleep apnea, you've probably been given a CPAP machine to sleep with at night. The question is, do you use it? If the answer is no, or if you struggle with your CPAP mask night after night, you're not alone. Studies show about 50% of people who are given a CPAP machine don't even use it. Well, now there's a new solution for your sleep apnea that doesn't require a mask or a hose. It's called Inspire, and it works inside your body with your natural breathing process. Inspire is a small device implanted under the skin that delivers mild stimulation to keep your airway open while you sleep. Inspire is FDA approved, and there are doctors right here in Maryland, Virginia, and Washington, D.C. trained to treat your sleep apnea with Inspire. This is a breakthrough in sleep medicine, and it's time you learned more about it. The freedom to sleep like everyone else is just a click away. Visit inspiresleep.com to learn more, review important safety information, and to find a doctor who can determine if Inspire is right for you. That's inspiresleep.com.
Coming up, apparently Trump doesn't hate babies. We'll tell you how that lie has been completely exposed. But also, he's got a proposal today to give tax credits for child care. Is that a conservative idea? And are you on board? We'll talk about it after the news.
WMAL-FM Woodbridge, WMAL Washington. 105.9 FM and AM 630. WMAL Washington. A Cumulus station. Where Washington comes to talk. News. Now.
WMAL News at 6:30. Good morning, I'm Bill Thompson. Breaking news this morning. Big problems on Delta Airlines today.
This is a system-wide computer failure forcing Delta to actually ground departing flights around the world. Thousands of Delta passengers are currently on standby as the airline works to fix this problem. Now, the airline just released a statement confirming the problem, quoting this. Delta experienced a computer outage that has impacted flights scheduled for this morning. Flights away departure are currently delayed. Flights en route are operating normally, which means they're going to continue to finish out their routes.
Again, that computer outage affecting Delta Airlines flights today. That was correspondent Allison Kosick reporting. Donald Trump is going to deliver a major economic policy speech today.
Trump is very comfortable talking about the economy. He plans to do that later on today in his economic policy speech. He plans on hitting on a number of topics, reviving manufacturing jobs, also perhaps the idea of making child care payments tax deductible. All this in an effort to reboot his campaign after a disastrous week.
Correspondent Jason Carroll. Residents and business owners in downtown Ellicott City will be allowed back into their properties today for a few hours to begin the cleanup after the devastating flash flood a week ago. They were let back in briefly yesterday, but today we'll have from noon till 7:15 to get work done and assess the damage. An off-duty WSSC police officer shot a man who broke into the officer's home in Laurel yesterday. Prince George's County Police expect to have more details for us today. The suspect's in custody with non-life-threatening injuries. Checking your money, the Dow opens today at 18,544, the NASDAQ at 52,21. Sports, it's now 12 medals for Team USA, including 3 gold at the Rio Olympics. Swimmers Katie Ledecky and Michael Phelps each collected a gold last night. Baseball, the Nats eke out a win over the Giants, the O's clobber the White Sox, and veteran slugger Ichiro Suzuki has collected his 3,000th career hit. Up next, traffic and weather as Mornings in the Mall continues on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
The credit crisis of 08's long gone, the Brexit vote has come and gone, but our own election is fast approaching. It's enough to rattle anyone. And is it making you nervous about your investments? Hi, Rick Edelman here, and I want to help you rescue your money. So come to my brand new seminar, Rescue Your Money, based on my number one best-selling book. You'll discover the one major investment goal you should have, the two major obstacles you'll face, the 7 ways investors fail, the one big question you need to answer, and the one solid investment strategy you need to help you achieve financial security. You'll also get a free copy of Rescue Your Money. The seminar comes to Bethesda, Annapolis, and Columbia Tuesday and Wednesday, August 16th and 17th at 7 p.m. Just $15 a person, $25 a couple. Register at rickedelman.com. That's ricedelman.com. Or call 888-PLAN-RICK. That's 888-PLAN-RICK.
Advisory services offered through Edelman Financial Services, LLC. Securities offered through EF Legacy Securities, LLC, an affiliated broker-dealer. Member FINRA, SIPC.
Have you outgrown your timeshare? You bought it back when the kids were young. It was your big family vacation, and you have some great memories. Well, now the kids have left the nest, and they have families of their own. You realize you're not spending your vacations at the timeshare anymore. You're spending them traveling to see the grandkids. Even though you're not using the timeshare, you're still paying for it. So you tried to sell it. That didn't work. You thought about donating it, but you really don't want to do that to a charity you care about. And now you just feel stuck. You're not stuck. Timeshare Exit Team will get you out of your timeshare. As a consumer protection company, Timeshare Exit Team is the most trusted name in the industry. They negotiate with the resorts and get them to take the contract back. Go to timeshareexitteam.com, see the reviews, and schedule your free in-person consultation. Timeshare Exit Team has a 100% guarantee. They'll get you out or give you a complete refund. Timeshareexitteam.com.
Do you hear that? That's the sound of someone swiping left. They swiped left because they didn't discover your killer sense of humor through a single photo. They swiped left because they're unable to appreciate your shared love of college sports through a fast-paced digital app that makes the first impression the only impression. At It's Just Lunch, matchmakers personally select your matches for you. They get to know their clients through confidential interviews and ongoing feedback after every date. So not only will you be matched with like-minded people, but you'll spend your time actually dating instead of swiping. For more than 25 years, It's Just Lunch has matched tens of thousands of busy professionals, just like you, who are serious about dating. While video dating, personal ads, chat rooms, and dating apps have come and gone, It's Just Lunch has withstood the test of time because it works. So stop swiping left on your future. Call today and start dating tomorrow. It's Just Lunch, the smarter way to date. Call It's Just Lunch at 202-466-4333 or visit itsjustlunchdc.com.
At Indeed Cleaning Services, we know pets are part of the family, and accidents happen.
Your rugs and carpets need a deep-down professional clean. You need Hadid.
Right now, get our best deal ever. Clean two rugs, get an equal or lesser rug cleaned for free. For details, go to joehadid.com.
635 on 105.9 FM at AM 630 WMAL. Traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First in the fives. Here's Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Accident on the Maryland Beltway in Greenbelt. If you're heading from, say, College Park and around toward the John Hanson Highway, the accident's on the Interloop southbound at the Baltimore right after you pass the exit for the Baltimore-Washington Parkway along the right side. You see a lot of flashing lights and activity. Outer Loop side, you're still at a good pace to get by. Outer Loop, let's continue from 95. That's where I see the brake lights now forming and around to George Avenue. That's pretty normal for that stretch. The Baltimore-Washington Parkway, George Washington Parkway has been incident-free. Not so good in Arlington. Crews trying to sort things out with a crash. If you're heading from Virginia, say, into D.C., normally head over toward the Chain Bridge or vice versa. They have stopped traffic right now on Glebe Road, Military Road. So essentially Glebe Road between Military and the Chain Bridge. Again, as police sort out this crash, patients to get you on through. 395, a little bit heavy now through Landmark and again at the inbound 14th Street Bridge. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Clouds in this morning will break. We'll get under high pressure, becoming partly cloudy in 89 this afternoon. Tonight, some clouds and warm 71, but that's about normal. Tomorrow, some change, subtle changes, isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 63 in Gainesville, 64 in Frederick, 74 in Washington. Traffic and weather are sponsored by Hadid Carpet Cleaning. I'm Bill Thompson on 105.9 FM at AM 630, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Now, Washington mornings on the Mall.
105.9 FM.
And AM 630.
WMAL.
It is 6:37 on WMAL. This is where Washington comes to talk, and you're listening to Mornings on the Mall with Brian and Larry. At 7:05, Joe DeGeneva, former U.S. Attorney for the District of Columbia, will be our guest. 7:15, we'll check in with our man in Rio to get the latest on this weekend's Olympic events, plus what's happening later today. 8:05 brings us Tucker Carlson. 8:35, Catherine Engelbrecht, True the Vote. How do we keep this November's election legal? We'll talk about it. I'm Larry O'Connor alongside Brian Wilson.
Here's a question for you, parents, and I think it's a question that will get your attention. How would you feel about getting a tax deduction for your child care expenses? I'm going to say that again. How would you feel about getting a tax deduction for your child care expenses? That would be a new thing. That would be something that would be new and different for parents, and I think many parents would look at it and say, man, I tell you, my child care expenses, they're through the roof. Well, that is one of the ideas that apparently will be proposed today in a major economic economic speech to be given by Donald Trump at a big speech in Detroit at the Economic Club there in Detroit. It's part of a revealing of his entire economic plan, but this is one that's going to be bandied about and going to be talked about ad nauseum. And look, I mean, an aide to Donald Trump, who is quoted by the Reuters wire service, says, "We don't want it to be an economic disadvantage to have children." So if you're a parent, how do you feel about this idea? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMAL. There's a lot more in this economic package that we'll be unpacking as the days go forward. One of the ideas is doing whatever they can do to keep U.S. companies here in the United States to do their business and to manufacture things in the United States, which is something that we seem to have lost in this country. We have no manufacturing base to speak of, and Donald Trump would like to promote policies that would encourage that. This is going to go over well, I think, with blue-collar workers and maybe even some union folks who want to see the jobs stay here. And then there's apparently a move in his plan to protect intellectual property, which is, things that we build and we come up with the ideas for, and the rest of the world steals the ideas, and we don't do a whole lot about that. He would like to see that crack down upon it. And I love this idea. I love this idea more than you can imagine. A moratorium on new regulations. In other words, if Donald Trump is elected president, he will say day one, there will be no more regulations for X amount of time while we take an assessment of the things that have been done during the Obama administration. And I would like to see, by the way, an active repealing of a lot of that stuff, and that would be one thing that he could do very quickly to change the dynamic, to give a boost to this economy, is to take some of the burdens that have been placed upon industry and upon corporations around the country by removing some of these onerous burdens that have been placed on them by the Obama administration. Underreported story, really. There's so much of that going on, and because it impacts one little industry, we don't really, weigh in on it much or focus on it very often, but when you look at the totality of the new regulations that are being thrown out there by this administration, especially in the last year or two when they know, hey, we just got a little time, we got to make sure we get everything done before we leave here. It is an onerous burden on, and it does have an impact on our economy. It makes it sluggish and unresponsive, and I would like to see Donald Trump do something like that. But the thing that you're going to hear a lot about today is this idea of a child care tax deduction. How do you feel about it? 888-630-9625, 1-888-630-WMA. I think it's a great idea.
Do you?
I do. I think it's a wonderful idea, a fine idea. And look, I mean, it is the real burden for families who are trying to get ahead, right? I mean, you got two people out there who are working in a family, and they're trying to, better themselves and better their situation, and they're out there, and then you got to realize, well, I got this kid, and I lose so much of the income and that second income to child care expenses. Sometimes it doesn't even make sense for the second parent to work because you lose so much of it in just making sure that your kid is taken care of while you're trying to go out there and make a living, that a lot of people get frustrated and don't do that. If you give them a tax break, if you get some of that money back, that would encourage people to get out and get that second job and better their situation. And I think a lot of people would be in favor of that.
I suppose. I mean, listen, I'm not against any tax break. Anytime you can get someone to have to not pay taxes, I think that's a great thing. Put more money in somebody's pocket, that's great. But I hate the idea of the federal government picking and choosing the winners and losers. You said it's such a burden for people to have to pay for their child care. Well, raising our children shouldn't be a burden. Here's a better idea. Why don't we lower taxes for everybody in this country, lower taxes for all of the working people in this country, so that you don't have to have a two-income household to pay your bills, and then you can have one of the parents stay home and raise the children. Then you don't have strangers raising your kids. I think that's the better model. I would prefer that. I don't like adding more and more and more deductions, which makes our tax code even bigger and unwieldy and creates this whole industry of people who are just in the business of doing your taxes for you. We Americans with a basic rudimentary knowledge of math should be able to do our own taxes, so I would rather have all of these things go away and make it flatter. That being said, listen, if we're stuck with the system that we're stuck in, then sure, Why not make this tax deductible just so we can have fewer people having to pay so much tax to the federal government? But I do think there's a better way. He's not going to. Listen, we had candidates who proposed a flatter tax, and they didn't win the primary. Yeah, is what it is.
I like the idea, of course, with a flat tax, but I wouldn't let the good be the enemy of the perfect be the enemy of the good.
Understood.
Yeah, to the phone lines we go. Jim in Leesburg, you're on with Brian and Larry. Good morning, Jim. What do you think?
Brian, amen to all that you said. Again, simplify our lives. We don't need everything. We don't need 8,000 square foot houses and to that. And on the manufacturing thing, I'm not the be all and all on this, but people don't understand. I grew up in the industrial Midwest, from Gary, Indiana to Pittsburgh. I grew up just south of Detroit. I know what heavy manufacturing is. And it comes back to this country. The automation has kicked in so greatly that man hours needed to make a crankshaft for a car or some other kind of part is not going to be there like we used to. You can have rooms in South Carolina where one guy sits at home and runs the whole thing from his house.
Well, I understand, Jim, but right now that guy is sitting in his house in China, so why not do it here? And I don't. You may agree with us, but neither Brian nor I are against 8,000 square foot houses.
No, I'm not.
I think if somebody wants an 8,000 square foot house, God bless them.
Nothing wrong with that.
In fact, I'm looking at one myself.
Well,
I'm just kidding. Not 8,000 square
feet. Well, you know. Hey, listen, more of your calls straight ahead. It's now 8:44.
It's 6:44.
I'm sorry, did I say 8?
I want it to be 8, too.
I was thinking optimistically, it's 6:44 on WMAL.
Attention homeowners, with this extreme heat, your air conditioning system is working hard every day. If it suddenly stops, call McCarthy Services. For a limited time, we'll waive our service call fee with any repair. That's huge savings. Visit McCarthyHomeServices.com.
I want to tell you, have you noticed I'm a little hyper today? It's a little coffee situation.
I have noticed that.
A little hyper. I'm finally rested.
I was going to let it go, but if you mention it, yeah, as a matter of fact, I have.
You know why I'm hyper? Because I love Renter's Warehouse. Mm. Renter's Warehouse, their business is going through the roof right now. They are the professional landlords of rent estate. You want to call Renter's Warehouse if you're considering renting your home, your property, even your 8,000 square feet home. You should rent it because right now with renting, your home becomes a cash register. It rings every month, providing you with great cash flow. You know, think about it. Someone else pays your mortgage. You get to sit on that appreciation and the equity, and you get tax savings. But to make rent estate really work, you need the experts at Renter's Warehouse on your side. They're going to find quality tenants for top dollar. It only takes them 17 days on average to do that. They're going to handle the pesky paperwork. They're going to handle the rent collection. They're going to handle the 3 a.m. phone calls about leaky toilets or worse, overflowing toilets. All that for the flat fee of just $80. A month. Why don't you find out how much your home will rent for with a free rent price analysis? Call them now. Renter's Warehouse, 202-625-4370. 202-625-4370. Renter's Warehouse, the professional landlords of rent estate.
More of your calls straight ahead right now, 6:45 on WMAL. Time for traffic and weather every 10 minutes first on the fives. Here is Jamie Witten in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
To the shoulder. That's where it is, on the shoulder now. The crash on the Maryland Beltway, Interloop and Greenbelt, right as you pass the Baltimore-Washington Parkway. Now, even though it's out of the travel lanes, still a bit to check out. We're in delays as you come around past the IKEA near Route 1, so keep alert, and that's why you're in that volume. Once you get by there, though, you are wide open if you're continuing down toward 50 or Central Avenue and beyond. Outer Loop have some rubbernecking delays as well, heading through New Carrollton and toward the Greenbelt area, but lanes on the Outer Loop also open. D.C., 295 southbound, heading down toward Pennsylvania Avenue. Stop and go with a report of a stalled car along the way. Southeast Southwest Freeway lanes reported open, looking pretty good there. Not so good Arlington crews dealing with a crash on Glebe Road, right near Military Road. So essentially Glebe Road between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. They're stopping traffic. Occasionally they were letting one lane get through. It's only one lane in each direction there. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Not too bad of shape as we kick off a new work week. We're seeing a few clouds around this morning, becoming partly cloudy as we go through the afternoon in the upper 80s. Low 70s tonight, partial clouds. Tuesday, partly to mostly cloudy with isolated showers and thunderstorms in the afternoon, 87. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now it's 74 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:47 on WMAL.
All right, so Donald Trump's got a big speech today, going to try to get things back on the rails with an outline of his economic policies. And one of the things that he's proposing is a child care tax deduction. How do you feel about that? Ross in Silver Spring, you're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Gentlemen, it seems to me that there's already something about that that's a law, but what I wanted to bring up is if you are taking a tax deduction on your Social Security number and you're giving that money to someone, if they're not already claiming that money as income, they're going to have to.
I'm not sure I'm following you.
If I pay you for a service and I deduct my cost to you as a cash deduction, then you are going to have to claim that income. But if you're babysitting without having a license or whatever, a lot of child care is done that way, you're going to have to take that as an income and file income tax for that.
Well, I think right now, technically speaking, babysitters are supposed to claim that income as income, aren't
That's
they?
Right.
Yes, they are, but if you're taking a tax deduction, they'll have to.
Right.
Yeah, because you're calling them out.
Right. My guess is that most people's child care, when you talk about child care over babysitting, which are two different things, most child care is done by licensed professionals or at least some more formal entities that will, in fact, claim that. And yes, you're right. I get that. But, isn't that sort of worth it to be able to get the deduction on your taxes?
Well, it sure, certainly is to the one making the deduction.
Yeah, okay. Well, I guess, the fine details will be worked out, I am certain. Let's go to Jim in Herndon. You're up with Brian and Larry. Good morning.
Hey, guys. I support the child care deduction, but I got a better idea. How about a child support deduction?
Well, why should you get a tax deduction for paying child support? I pay child support, and that's my duty as a father.
Well, yeah, but, the mother gets a deduction for being in custody of the child. You know, I got to buy twice everything. You know, I got to help her pay for his custody, and then I got to buy it again on my own.
I'm not so sure about that, but I don't think that divorced parents should get some sort of tax benefit that intact families don't get.
I'm sort of with you on that one. All right, it is now 6:50 on WMAL.
If the very thought of going to the dentist's office leaves you paralyzed with fear, I understand. And by that, I mean I see high-fear patients every day in my practice who come to me after years of avoiding the dentist. I know where you've been. And I know what it'll take to make you feel whole again. I'm Dr. Alex McMillan of McMillan Sedation Dentistry, and my team is like a family who creates a safe, comfortable environment for you. We offer everything you need from general and cosmetic dentistry to implants and implant-supported dentures. Choose from a variety of sedation options that allow you to be completely relaxed or fully asleep throughout the entire procedure. No matter how many years or how many fears, it's time for you to smile easy. McMillan Sedation Dentistry welcomes Dr. Jamie Laviola to our team. Call us today at 877-394-4511. Online at smileeasy.com. That's smileeasy.com.
We interrupt this regularly scheduled program for an important announcement about your nanny. If you're paying a nanny on a regular basis, you may owe nanny taxes. And if you're a working parent, more busy work is the last thing you need. So take nanny payroll taxes off your plate with Sure Payroll. Sure Payroll handles all the complicated nanny tax forms and filings for you automatically. Plus, you'll get direct deposit, great U.S.-based customer service, and background checks to make sure the nanny you're hiring is one you can trust. Don't risk fees, penalties, or headaches. Sure Payroll gives you total control. Pay your nanny anytime, anywhere, on any device. When it's time to pay your nanny, trust the service that was named Best Household Payroll Service by Business News Daily 2 years in a row. Visit surepayroll.com and search Guide to Nanny Taxes to get a free guide you can use to learn more about paying your nanny correctly. Do yourself and your nanny a favor now. Make sure you're sure about taking care of nanny taxes by going to surepayroll.com for a free quote and guide to nanny taxes, or call 800-950-9042. 800-950-9042. That's 800-950-9042. surepayroll.com.
Each franchise, independently owned and operated, offer good on selected product at participating franchises only. Some restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
You're going to love this house. It just came on the market. It's gorgeous inside. Here we are. Oh my gosh, look at this room. The window coverings are stunning. It's straight out of a magazine.
Isn't it incredible? The best part? They didn't even hire a decorator. Budget Blinds did it all.
Budget Blinds?
Yep, Budget Blinds. They'll give you a free in-home consultation, do all the measuring and installation, and give you the best warranty in the industry.
I'll take it.
The house?
No, the number for Budget Blinds.
Right now, it's the biggest sale of the year at Budget Blinds. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation and receive incredible savings, promotions, and upgrades, including free invisible tilt on shutters. There's never been a better time to get the decor of your dreams. But hurry, the biggest sale of the year ends soon. Call your locally owned Budget Blinds, 1-800-270-5262. That's 1-800-270-5262. 1-800-270-5262.
Time to check in on your money with the CNBC Business Desk. Here is Seema Modi.
Hey, Seema. Good morning, everyone. Stocks are set to continue their Friday jobs rally. Futures pointing to a higher open this morning. Delta Airlines stock may take a hit. Delta grounded all of its flights nationwide because its computer system went down. Last week, Delta's stock dropped after it said passenger revenue fell more than expected. Donald Trump unveils his economic plan today at the Detroit Economics Club. Mr. Trump is expected to propose allowing parents to deduct child care spending from their taxes. Amazon.com's offices were raided in Japan. Antitrust officials are looking into whether Amazon forced retailers to cut prices on its site if they sold products on rival sites. Tesla says it needs $1.1 billion in cash to make payments and go forward with future spending. And Time Warner has sold the commercial TV rights for the 8 Harry Potter movies to Comcast, CNBC's owner. The movies will start airing on Comcast, USA, and Sci-Fi Channel in 2018. I'm Seema Modi, CNBC Business News on 105.9 FM and AM 630 WMAL.
Hey, have you been enjoying that air conditioning during the hot summer days? You know, the idea of air conditioning is to cool down the house. The idea of windows is to let light in, but not let the cool air conditioning get to the outside where it's hot. Or, by the way, during the winter, the reverse is true. When it's cold outside, you want to keep the heat inside. Energy-efficient windows help you do that. And if your windows are old and leaky, then you need to think about Thompson Creek Windows. They can help you save money on your electric bills with their super energy efficient windows. I've been talking about Thompson Creek Windows for many years now. You know why? Because it's a quality product. They design, build, and install the best windows in town, and they offer the world's first flexible window screen. It's called Flex Screen. Nearly indestructible, barely visible, simple to use, and Thompson Creek is the only window manufacturer in Maryland to offer Flex Screen. By the way, right now, still a great time to call the folks at Thompson Creek and get your windows installed. Take advantage of 25% off every window, the biggest window sale of the year. 25% off every window. Pick up your phone right now. Call 855-57-CREEK. That's 855-57-CREEK. Make sure to tell them Brian Wilson sent you. What's that number? It's 855-57-CREEK.
6:55 now. WMAL traffic and weather every 10 minutes. First on the fives, here's Jamie Witten. She's in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Arlington with the crash closing Glebe Road at Military Road. So essentially, Glebe Road between Military Road and the Chain Bridge. They're stopping traffic. It's only one lane there in each direction as they try to sort out the crash. Let's go 66 eastbound as we push in through Manassas towards Centerville. Stop and go Fair Lakes, Fair Oaks. That's the eastbound volume. Westbound, it's the construction leaving Gainesville now toward Haymarket. Need a little extra time if you're heading through that stretch. 395 through Landmark, again at the 14th Street Bridge, slowing. And also Maryland, the Beltway crash in Greenbelt over to the shoulder, still a little bit to check out. So the inner loop, as you come off of I-95, slows to the Baltimore-Washington Parkway, then you break free. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
Temperatures will be up pretty close to where we should be this time of year. Some overcast this morning, but eventually becoming partly cloudy. We'll make it up to about 89. I'm meteorologist Ray Stajic from the Weather Channel on WMAL.
Right now, 74 degrees in the nation's capital at 6:56.
If you missed it, here's this week's lesson from the retirement professor, Winter Troxell.
I really worry about near retirees understanding how their TSP works, understanding their TSP options, and really learning how to protect themselves from full exposure to volatility that the TSP provides.
More lessons online at retirementprofessorradio.com. And join us Saturday afternoons at 2 o'clock on WMAL.
Let's offer patients with cancer more to hope for than a cookbook treatment. At Inova, we give patients a voice in their own care by participating in precision medicine therapies at the molecular level. When conventional therapies are inadequate, we use the DNA of a patient's cancer to guide them to the right treatment, often through a clinical trial. Learn more about your precision cancer treatment team at inova.org/precision. Inova, join the future of health.
Now,
Something to think about with Mike Rogers.
There's something in the spy business called sources and methods. This is the secret sauce of spy work. It's the method of how you obtain certain pieces of information and the particular origin of that information. Sources could be a single spy or maybe even a telephone bug and a whole bunch of other techniques. This is the most highly protected information in the United States government. If this type of information is compromised, hostile intelligence services can find the person who is providing the information to our intelligence services. Over the weekend, it was alleged that some of the information that Hillary Clinton allowed to be collected by foreign intelligence services included information about a particular spy working for the United States inside of Iran on their nuclear program. That individual was subsequently found, hanged, and sent to his mother in a box. Clinton's muddied waters on the handling of classified information just took a turn. A very deadly turn indeed. Something to think about. I'm Mike Rogers.
Hey everyone, Proactive has a special offer for our listeners. Stay tuned for a 100% risk-free offer that includes a free giveaway and free shipping. Do you have acne or even the occasional breakout? With prescription-grade Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can prevent future breakouts. Want to try Proactive Plus? They're letting everyone try Proactive Plus 100% risk-free. Plus, they're giving away two free gifts and free shipping when you call right now. 800-281-8770. You heard right. A risk free trial of Proactive Plus, two free gifts, and free shipping. Take it from me, Proactive really works. So here's the deal again for our listeners. You'll get prescription-grade Proactive Plus, their amazing skin purifying mask, and a second gift of your choice. Totally free and free shipping. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you don't pay a penny. Call now, 800-281-8770. That's 800-281-8770. One more time, ready? 800-281-8770.
Coming up on WMAL,
we'll be joined by legal analyst Joe DeGeneva, and we'll have an update on the Delta outage.
Plus, we'll check in Rio with Steve Katzenbaum to find out what's going to be on store tonight for gold medals for the U.S. And should your schools go year-round? D.C. schools start today. Is it a good idea for you?